fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and happy Easter. Hope you had a great opportunity to celebrate Easter. This is the best time of the year, church year for me. This is a time to rejoice in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christianity, as St. Augustine said, is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. St. Paul says at one point, if Jesus Christ did not bodily rise from the dead, then we have no hope. We're dead in our sins. The reason why we have hope, the reason why the church is so filled with confidence about the future of the human race and the capacity for each one of us to enter into a new way of life, to become literally a new creation, is because Jesus Christ has destroyed death, he's restored life, he's risen to the right hand of the Father in glory, and he's literally begun the new creation in his own being, in his own person. What does that mean for you? Well, who Jesus is, what Jesus has accomplished, his existence beyond death, his life in glory, in absolute freedom and joy and eternal happiness, in the presence of the Father, Jesus, the faithful Son, the faithful witness, Jesus has passed from death to life. He's entered into that new way of being, that new way of existing, and he has the power within himself to share that life with whomever he chooses and whoever turns their heart to him. Christianity is the promise, is the proclamation of the truth of what the Father has accomplished in Jesus in his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension into glory. And it is the promise of participation as sons and daughters of God to share in the inheritance that belongs to Jesus Christ. So today, friends, I know it's a Monday morning. Mondays can be difficult to kind of get going at the beginning of the week. Maybe you're drinking your coffee, just trying to get your head clear, looking at all the challenges that are before you this week. Before anything else comes rushing into your mind and heart, take a minute today and this whole week, just lay hold of the promise of Easter and the fact of Christ's resurrection from the dead and what that means for you. He's come to make you his son or his daughter, a daughter of the Father, a son of the Father, so that you can live with him in glory forever. It's his gift. It's his free gift if we receive it. We're going to hear throughout this week the exciting preaching of the apostles. I love doing shows in these weeks right after Easter because what we get from the apostles is the core of what they preached, the core of what they wanted to communicate to the whole world, what they daily proclaimed, and what they ended up dying for. And I want to take each day excerpts from some of the passages the church gives us at Mass this week, but also just some other passages in the New Testament that correspond to the core messages that we're receiving at daily Mass. I'd like to start today with looking at yesterday's reading from Sunday Mass. The opening reading was from Acts chapter 10. What's taken there is a proclamation by St. Peter to Cornelius and his whole household. Who's Cornelius? He was a Roman soldier, the first Gentile to receive the truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to repent and to come to the Lord, to be baptized and to receive new life in the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to walk through line by line and break some of it open. And I'm doing it because I hope it will really touch your heart this morning. Imagine St. Peter speaking directly to you. Imagine yourself being in the position of Cornelius or in his household and receiving Peter's understanding of what has unfolded in the life of Jesus. So it starts in chapter 10, verse 34. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power." Just those first three lines would be, it's really one full sentence, is enough to talk about for the rest of this week. So Peter is saying, you know what happened. So we're talking about a historical fact that happened all over Judea, beginning with the preaching of John. What did John, who's he talking about? John the Baptist. John the Baptist preached a gospel of repentance. He called people to change their lives, change the direction of their life. What does repentance mean? I'm heading in one direction, away from God, living apart from God's will, not consistently following him. And John's calling for everyone now, because Jesus was about to come and proclaim the kingdom, was to turn now toward God, to change the course of your life and begin to pursue God and ready yourself for the coming of the Lord. And what John preached and what Peter said, we all saw how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. It's a wonderful little summary about who Jesus is and what God was doing through him. Jesus of Nazareth is the historical person. Peter's reminding them, the one who lived in Nazareth. Well, he was particularly anointed, set apart by God. What does it mean to be anointed? Well, the anointing he's speaking about is the Holy Spirit, that he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter, in Acts chapter 2, proclaimed Jesus as Lord and Messiah. Messiah means anointed. Jesus said at one point in Luke's gospel, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news." Jesus was conscious that the Spirit was upon him and was filling him and moving him. As I mentioned at times in the program, Pope John Paul II, I'm giving a little catechesis, a little teaching on the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said the teaching in the New Testament of the reality of the coming of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes, he releases power. The Spirit comes to move us, he said, to move us out of the life we're living into a new way of living, to get us to move into God's plan and purpose for us and to follow the footsteps of Jesus. And it's real power. It's the power now that what Peter's saying here is God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. And with that, he goes on to say, he went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil. So we saw throughout Jesus' life the confrontation with the kingdom of darkness. And at one point, Jesus said, "By the finger of God, I cast out demons," or "I cast out the devil." Commentators on that gospel reading make clear that when Jesus is referring to the finger of God, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's by the power of the Spirit that Jesus drives out the kingdom of darkness and he sets captives free, because Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God was at hand, the rule of God, the reign of God, the order of God, because the king, Jesus himself, had come to establish the new order of the kingdom of the Father and to overturn and to break the power of the counter kingdom of the demonic forces led by Satan that are set against God and all of God's purpose for our lives. So he said, he went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Here's Peter's proclamation. Peter now can bear witness. He's talking about things that he himself has seen. He saw John the Baptist, the message he proclaimed. He saw people entering the waters of the Jordan and receiving baptism and repenting and then coming out and listening to Jesus. Jesus himself entered into the waters of the Jordan, and there was a revelation of God the Father who said, "This is my beloved Son." The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, and he came out of the waters of the Jordan with a new itinerary. It was time now for Jesus to begin the mission and the ministry that the Father had sent him to us for, to proclaim the kingdom of God. Really, Jesus came to die. Jesus came to break the power of the kingdom of darkness on Calvary and to pass from death to life and to rise again to become the beginning of the new creation for us. And it was the Holy Spirit that led Jesus into that full itinerary and that full mission and empowered him to do it and to complete it. And Peter says, we're witnesses to these things. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Now he talks about what he saw in terms of Jesus' death and resurrection. He said they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man, God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So here's Peter's claim. Peter's making an historic claim. He's making a truth claim. He's saying, this is important for us to be able to see. Christianity is built on this claim. Christianity, Catholicism, rises and falls on the veracity, on the truth of this claim. The Catholic Church is not just a religious institution that exists to encourage people to follow their own spiritual path, or to just think good spiritual thoughts, or to generically pursue God. The Catholic Church is built on a fact, on a historic reality: the resurrection of Christ from the dead, and the beginning of the new creation in Him. The Church has hope for the human race for one reason: not because we're so good, not because we can get it all figured out, not because there's enough religious sentiment in the world. No, the Church's hope for the human race for one reason: because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That gives each of us hope. And the Church is in a constant state of mission, leading people to come and to lay hold of this truth and to receive it and to say, He rose from the dead. What does that mean? It means it's time, as Peter will say, it's time to repent. It means everything he said about reality, everything Jesus said about reality, who God is, who he is, how he diagnosed the human condition, the sin-sick condition of the human race, the reality of the power of sin and death, the need to have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the need for a new life in the Holy Spirit. Everything he said is true. It's vindicated by his rising from the dead. And so Peter's proclaiming now the fact of what he himself witnessed. We ate and we drank with him after he rose from the dead. And now, Peter said, he commissioned us to preach to the people and to testify that he's the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. What is it that the resurrected Jesus, when he looked at the apostles in that circle, when they ate and drank together, and he gave them the commission to go forward, the beginning of the church and the ministry of the church, the evangelistic ministry of the church, what was their focus? What did Jesus tell them to do? He told them to preach. Faith comes through hearing, and what's heard is the word of God. So the apostles went forward, and they preached. They preached to the people, and they testified. So their proclamation was the teaching of what Jesus gave them, what they saw. They give testimony first to what they witnessed in Jesus Christ. And then they interpret for them the meaning of what it's all about. What does it mean that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? What difference does it make in my life now? What are we to do in response to this action by God? So he said he commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he's the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. They proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the future of the human race rests in the hands of Christ, and how you respond to him will determine what happens to you on that judgment day. He goes on to say, to him all the prophets bear witness. To everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. That's the essence of what the apostles were after. The proclamation of the gospel, friends, is meant to lead to repentance and the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, so people can pass from death to life as Christ did. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.